One of the minhagim that we have before Pesach is to collect monies that are called Kimcha de Pesha. Kimcha de Pesha literally means flour for Pesach. In the olden days, the custom was that everybody would donate a certain measure of flour and give it to the aniyim in order that they could bake the matzot, which is the essential food of Pesach. Today, however, the minhag is to collect money for the aniyim in order to give them to make all their provisions so they could buy whatever they need. This is a very, very important mitzvah, and it's documented in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Chaf Tet Seif Aleph. The Chochmat Shlomo brings down that whoever does not fulfill this mitzvah, Chas v'Shalom, is committing a lie. Why is he committing a lie? Because we say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, in the beginning, Kol Dechfin Yetevi Yechun, where you're making an announcement, whoever's hungry, I'm inviting them to come eat. You didn't invite anybody to come eat. But if you gave Kimchad de Pesach, so you fulfilled Kol Dechfin Yetevi Yechun, and anybody that's hungry, you invited them. Especially with the Zohar Kadosh writes in Parashat Bo on Mem Amud Bet, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down to hear the Haggadah Shel Pesach in Kol Pamalya Vileh, with all his high court. Chas v'Shalom, if somebody's lying, so Devar Sheker Lo Yikon Lefanai, the words of Sheker cannot stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore this mitzvah is very great. So much so that the Mishnah Berura, as well as the Kapahim, write that normally Tamidei Chachamim are exempt from paying the taxes that the Shibur has to pay. But here, even Tamidei Chachamim, that are normally exempt from the taxes, have to pay this Kimchad de Pesha in order to make sure that the Aniyim have their money. What's the reason? Why would we make Aniyim the Tamidei Chachamim Hayab? So the explanation might be as follows. Because we know the famous Harambam, that is Posek in Perek Vav Me'elchot Yom Tov, that there's a mitzvah to have Simchat Yom Tov, v'samachta b'chagecha. And he writes that a person cannot have true simcha if he knows that the almanot and the yetomim and the umlalim and the unfortunate ones are not enjoying. How can he sit and enjoy himself at the Leila Seder when he knows that there are people that do not have the bare necessities? So this is not a deen in tzedakah. It's a deen in Simchat Yom Tov. If it was a deen in tzedakah, then you're right, Tamidei Chachamim are patur from this type of tzedakah. However, since it's a deen in Simchat Yom Tov, so since one of Hakamim patur in the deen of Simchat Yom Tov, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch brings this halakha in Hilchot Pesach. If it was a deen in tzedakah, he would bring it in Hilchot Tzedakah. The part of our obligations during the year in tzedakah is to give money to the aniyim before Pesach. But it's not. It's a deen in Simchat Yom Tov. The Mefarshim bring down as well in the Sha'arei Tzion Ot Yud that's why the Hakamim brought it on Pesach more than any other holiday, even though it's a mitzvah on all the holidays, because the holiday itself is Zman Chirutenu. That's the time of our freedom. And therefore, how can we have Klal Yisrael Aniyim where they cannot enjoy their freedom because they're under the shackles of poverty? Therefore, it's incumbent upon all of the members of Klal Yisrael to allot a certain portion of the expenditure that they're spending on the very expensive holiday of Pesach. It's expensive for everybody. Kol Shekin, the Aniyim that don't have, to put a little money aside in order that should go to the Aniyim. Be'azat Hashem, just like we did online for Matanot Evyonim, this year we're going to make it available online again for Kimchad de Pesha. And that will be the most convenient way to do it, to go online as we'll post it, and to make the donation for Kimchad de Pesha. And like every year, we give out to hundreds of needy families in the community that my wife, Bezat Hashem, takes care of it personally as our Gemilut Hasadim, and Bezat Hashem, it'll be done, and we can all fulfill this mitzvah.